This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Wayne Boggs, and you will recognize his name as the air boss at pretty much every big air show you've ever been to, including AirVenture and Oshkosh. Not much work for air bosses in the winter, Wayne, but you've got an interesting job at Teterboro next weekend. Tell us about that.
Well, what we do is our company assists an airport that's doing a major special event like the Super Bowl, in which you have numerous corporate and private people that fly into a major sporting event such as the Super Bowl. So what happens there, you have a tremendous amount of itinerant traffic that needs to actually be flowed out in an orderly manner, and that's where we get involved. We assist, of course, whatever the airport may be in itself and all the fixed base operations, but also we assist air traffic. And when I say that, now we're not being air traffic controllers by any means, but we meter the aircraft out in an orderly fashion from their parking spot on the ramp to a designated or number of designated spots on the airport and turn them over to air traffic. And we do it in a metering fashion so that the people aren't sitting there burning jet fuel, which is very expensive, and then in lots and lots of delays, and also lots and lots of frequency congestion. So what we are is a mediator between that time that they load up the airplane and crank the engines until the time that they go to air traffic and be cleared for takeoff.
Okay, so I guess they arrive there using the normal system. The crunch comes when the game is over and everybody wants to go home, right?
That's exactly right. When you're looking at an airport that are going to have anywhere from 500 to 600, mostly corporate jets sitting on it, and that bell dings at midnight, the game's over, the TFR is listed, and probably a good 60% of those want to go home. So it's they've all had a great time and partied, and they're anxious to get in the air and get home. So we just help keep them happy.
I'm a CJ4 pilot from somewhere in Ohio, and I just brought my boss to the Super Bowl, and we want to go home, and it's the night of after the game has ended. What's the process I go through?
Well, the process now at Teterboro, and I use Teterboro as an example there. Teterboro has 5 fixed base operations. So you've got 5 different fixed base operations, and all of them have multitudes of aircraft that are going to be there. Everything that we do is basically on a first-come, first-served basis. We have to be very equitable to each fixed base operation. In other words, we don't love one fixed base operation more than we love another one. So we want to be very, very fair and equitable. We're only there for a few days, but these people are there for forever. So we want to make sure we keep harmony as far as, you know, the even flow that's going out. But what we do is we have a representative in each fixed base operation. So when you as the pilot, now you're probably sitting around and waiting for it to get over and for your passengers to get back. Your airplane will be all fueled, and you know that you're going to want to leave. Now, we don't allow a release number until all of your passengers are present. In other words, if I can release 5 airplanes from this particular fixed base operation that you are in, and I can release 5 in all the other fixed base operations, the first 5 that come in that has all of their passengers and they're ready to go, then that they're released 1 through 5. They can go out, get in their aircraft, and go to they'll be taken to a certain point and then turned over to air traffic control on the airport itself. So, but if, and then, you know, if 15 people walked in, and all of their passengers in. It's basically the first come, first serve as they walk up to the desk. So it'll be 1 through 15. We'll release the first five, next five out of another fixed base operation, and so forth. And then we start an even flow. So then the next five in that particular fixed base operation that you're in, you know, we'll release 6 through 10, and so on and so forth. But just keeping, you know, an even flow going out that doesn't cause the aircraft to incur a big delay in getting released into the air off of the airport.
So how long does it take? What's that night and the next day like?
Well, what will happen is it's going to be a very, very long day for us, because we will basically Sunday morning, we will go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. And we will work from 6 o'clock Sunday morning till 3 o'clock Monday afternoon. We will help meter the parking for the arrivals on Sunday. Then when the game actually starts, there's a temporary flight restriction in place around the stadium, and Teterboro lies within that restriction. So no aircraft can land or depart at the Teterboro Airport during the Super Bowl. And this TFR, or the temporary flight restriction, actually goes into effect 1 hour prior to the game and lasts 1 hour after the game. So, you know, whatever time the game should get over, let's just use hypothetical, the game got over at 11 o'clock. So even though the game is over, from 11 to 12, basically, there will be a temporary flight restriction and nobody can leave. But the passengers and stuff, you know, they'll be coming back from the game and going to the fixed base operation to get ready to get in their aircraft and bug out.
Okay, what's the atmosphere like in the airports? Are people anxious? Are they happy? Are they cooperative?
Oh, no, I'll tell you, the Teterboro Airport from the airport management and stuff, they've turned over every pebble you can possibly imagine. They're very, very thorough. They're very, very professional. The air traffic system, is some of the finest in the country in that area up there. They've done the same identical thing. So the atmosphere at the Teterboro Airport, and actually probably the whole New York area up there, is very, very positive and professional.
Well, we'll be watching it with some interest on the day, Wayne, and we hope for good weather so that...
It could possibly turn into a real goat rope if the Farmer's Almanac comes true, but... Hopefully, it's going to be cold. I don't mind the cold, but, you know, we don't need the blizzards and that type of stuff.
Yeah. What is the forecast?
You know, this far out, it's still up in the air. I was listening to the radio this morning, and they had a storm up there this weekend, and somebody was on the radio this morning predicting there's supposed to be another storm next weekend. So, you know, it's up for grabs.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.